Well, a couple of companies announcing the impact it's going to have. One, if you're planning on flying somewhere this summer or this fall, you may find that it's more difficult to get the flight you want, and it may cost more money. Delta, which is the largest international carrier, they derive $2 billion a year from flights going in and out of their hub in Tokyo. They say they make $250 to $400 million a year profit on that traffic, and, of course, they're having severe disruptions there, as you might guess. Delta had planned on increasing capacity later this year. They now say that due to what's happening in Japan and, of course, they're struggling with rising fuel costs, they're actually going to cut their capacity. And something else, kind of a dire warning coming related to the U.S. auto industry, and that is experts say that you can expect that there will be sporadic and unexpected shutdowns because of shortages of microchips, other electronic parts, sensors, rubber and forged metal parts. And of course, as the auto industry is fully recovering from the disaster that happened in 2008, and what happened in 2008 when that disaster happened and demand just went to nothing, many of the smaller suppliers went out of business, and so there's already a shortage of suppliers anyway. So if you order a car or going to buy a car later this year, you may find a disruption there. Some other companies making some interesting announcements. We've been talking several times this week about the fact that banks have perhaps recovered to the extent that many of the large publicly traded banks have gotten approval from the Fed to increase their dividend, to buy back shares. Another one this morning, Bank of New York Mellon says they're going to raise their dividend 44%, buy back as much as $1.3 billion of their stock. But the Fed's not treating all banks the same. In fact, Bank of America has been denied their request for a relatively modest increase in their dividend payment. The Fed says that they can submit a revised capital plan, but they will not approve the one they've submitted. General Mills reporting earnings this morning. I'm always interested in these companies that makes consumer goods because it tells us what's happening with the consumer. They reported third quarter earnings up 18%. They're the company that's involved in an exclusive negotiations to buy a majority stake in French yogurt maker Yoplait, which they already make that yogurt here in the United States under a license from Yoplait. But they say that where their earnings growth came from was that they sold more snacks, among other things. They make Nature Valley snack bars. They also make Cheerios, of course. But they saw an 8% growth in international revenue and a 14% growth in revenue in the snack division. And then lastly this morning, we're finally going to have maybe a valid competitor for Apple's iPad. BlackBerry, which of course is Research in Motion, says that they're going to release on April the 19th their Playbook tablet. They will be selling it at Best Buy and other stores. It'll sell from $499 to $699 depending on the options that you select. This ends a lot of speculation about when they would enter the fray. And we'll see whether anybody can really compete against Apple with the iPad because they got such a huge jump. They literally invented that market. There was no competition. Now we're beginning to see some. It looks like the market's going to open up relatively flat this morning. The other thing happening, of course, on the international scene is what's happening in Libya. This morning, West Texas Intermediate crude is above $105 a barrel.
There it goes. Got to watch out for that, John.
Yeah, if it gets to 120, experts say that's the breaking point for the economy.
Uh-oh. All right, John, we'll follow that with you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. That's John Taylor of Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John by calling him at 479-782-2527, and you can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.